Welcome back to Unzip, the podcast where we break down the latest AI and machine learning research papers. I'm Skylar, and before we dive into today's papers, a quick thanks to our sponsor, Limitless AI, for making this show possible. Today, we're unpacking five fascinating papers, covering everything from novel transformer architectures to more efficient LLM routing. So let's jump right in. First up, we have the three-phase transformer from Mohammed Abu Ayash. And this is a really clever structural innovation for decoder-only transformers. The core problem here is that standard transformers can suffer from instability during training, especially as models get larger and deeper. What's brilliant about this approach is that it partitions the hidden vector into equally sized cyclic channels and applies what they call phase-respecting operations to each channel. Think of it like organizing your transformer's internal representations into distinct phases that rotate through a cycle. Each channel gets its own RMS normalization, and there's this elegant 2 days givens rotation between attention and FFN layers that rotates each channel by a specific angle. The math is beautiful. Each channel rotates by theta plus I times 2 pi over n, where n is the number of channels. What makes this practically useful is that it creates a self-stabilizing architecture that maintains better gradient flow and training stability. For practitioners, this could mean more reliable training of large language models with potentially faster convergence and less need for careful hyperparameter tuning. Next, we're looking at TIN. Beyond prompts, unconditional 3 days inversion for out-of-distribution shapes from the Victoria Chen and her team. This paper tackles a really important limitation in text-to-3D generation models. The assumption has always been that these models remain sensitive to natural language prompts, but the authors demonstrate this assumption actually breaks down for state-of-the-art models when you're dealing with out-of-distribution shapes. They identify what they call a critical failure mode, where generation trajectories get pulled into latent attractors that ignore the text prompts entirely. It's like the model gets stuck in certain patterns and stops listening to what you're actually asking for. Their solution is unconditional 3 days inversion, which doesn't rely on text prompts, but instead works directly with the 3 days geometry. This is huge for applications like 3 days content creation and editing, because it means you can manipulate 3 days shapes that fall outside the typical training distribution. For anyone working in 3 days AI, computer graphics, or virtual content creation, this opens up much more reliable ways to edit and manipulate complex 3 days geometries that previous methods would have struggled with. Our third paper is Tracer from Adam Rita. And this addresses a really practical problem that every company running LLM classification endpoints faces. Every single call to your LLM produces a labeled input-output pair that just sits in your production logs, essentially creating a free, continuously growing training dataset. The insight here is brilliant. You can train a lightweight surrogate model on this data to handle a significant portion of future traffic at almost zero marginal cost. But the tricky questions are, when is the surrogate reliable enough to actually deploy? What should it handle versus defer to the main model? And how does that boundary evolve as more data comes in? Tracer introduces trace-based adaptive cost-efficient routing and that learns these boundaries dynamically. It's essentially creating a smart triage system where simple queries get handled by the cheap surrogate and complex ones get escalated to the full model. For practitioners running LLM services, this could dramatically reduce inference costs while maintaining quality. Think about it. If you can route even 50% of your traffic to a model that costs a fraction to run, that's massive savings at scale. The fourth paper, Reinforcement Learning via Value Gradient Flow from Haorun Xu and colleagues, tackles behavior regularized RL, which is crucial for both offline RL and LLM fine-tuning. The core challenge is preventing value over-optimization, which happens when your model gets too confident about actions it hasn't actually seen much data for. Existing approaches either use reparameterized policy gradients, which don't scale well to large generative models, or reject sampling, which can be overly conservative and prevent you from improving beyond your reference behavior. Their value gradient flow approach offers a middle ground that's both scalable and less conservative. Instead of directly constraining the policy, they work through the value function to guide learning in a more principled way. This is particularly relevant for anyone doing RLHF with large language models, where you want to improve beyond your base model, but not go so far that you end up with weird out-of-distribution behaviors. The practical implication is more stable and effective fine-tuning of large models with better control over the exploration-exploitation trade-off. Finally, we have SwitchKD from Hao Yi Sun's team, which addresses knowledge distillation for vision language models. VLMs like Clip have amazing joint understanding capabilities, but they're massive and hard to deploy in resource-constrained environments. Traditional knowledge distillation helps, but applying it to VLMs is tricky because of modality-specific supervision. You need to handle both visual and language understanding simultaneously. Their SwitchKD approach introduces a visual switch mechanism that dynamically decides how to weight the knowledge transfer between visual and textual modalities during distillation. This is clever because different samples might benefit from emphasizing visual versus textual knowledge transfer differently. The practical impact is significant. You can get much smaller VLMs that retain most of the capability of their larger teachers. For anyone building multimodal AI applications where model size and latency matter, like mobile apps or edge deployment, this provides a much more efficient path to deploy VLM capabilities without sacrificing too much performance. That wraps up today's deep dive into some cutting-edge research. Thanks again to Limitless AI for sponsoring today's episode. You'll find links to all these papers in the show notes, and if you found this breakdown helpful, don't forget to subscribe for more research insights. Until next time, keep learning and keep building.